Wow, it's hot here in the Love Shack. You're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
A new outdoor summer concert series in the town of Greenville begins on July 6th, and it's listed in the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org. WGXC volunteer programmer Brad Monkel helped put together the series that runs July 6th through August 17th and includes jazz, bluegrass, and rock bands. The Michael Benedict Quartet starts things off on Tuesday, July 6th from 6 to 8 p.m. They're performing in Veterans Park, which is at the corners of Route 32 and 81 in Greenville. That's the Michael Benedict Quartet, Tuesday, July 6th from 6 to 8 p.m. in Veterans Park in Greenville. You can find out more at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit DedicatedPresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audio-visual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bindlestiff Family Circus of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Events have returned to the area, and the WGXC community calendar is full of them, including the Saints and Sinners Social, Saturday, June 26th. It's a fundraiser to fix the roof of the Hudson's First Presbyterian Church. That's the church where WGXC has a studio in the basement at 369 Warren Street. The Saints and Sinners Social is from 4 to 6 p.m., Saturday, June 26th at the First Presbyterian Church, 369 Warren Street. Go to their Facebook page for more information, or go to the WGXC community calendar where you can find more information about this and many other events, and you can even add your own event at wgxc.org in the community calendar.
This is Brian DeWan. I leave my clock radio tuned to 90.7 FM so that when it goes off in the morning, the first thing I hear is WGXC.
Take your Wellingtons off, children, and Mammy will tell you a pleasant story.
Good evening. This is Kevin Factor, and this is Foraging Ahead. Tonight on Foraging Ahead, the return of the children of Pod. I was fortunate enough to be able to sit down and talk with the kids that I spoke with several months ago in the midst of the darkest days of the pandemic when children were at home, going to school remotely on their computers or being homeschooled. I wanted to see how they did, how they fared, what they learned, how they grew. And they grew. They probably would have grown anyway, but this last year offered a special kind of growth. Kids are so amazing and resilient. I talk with Sammy and Ava and Cleo and Skye, Philip and Henry and Wilder and Phineas and Isabel and Jack. A lot of their experiences were similar, some of them were unique, and they all had something interesting to say. Sometimes they didn't even know they were saying it. So, sit back and enjoy the wisdom of the children and hear what they have to say. First up, Sammy and Ava.
I moved up like 2 ranks in Taekwondo.
So you continued with Taekwondo?
Yeah.
Okay.
And let's see here. Lots of restrictions have been lifted.
Mm-hmm. What was the most odious?
You have to wear a mask.
You have to wear a mask, okay.
You have to stay 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to wash your hands a lot. in necessary times.
Okay, and when's a necessary time?
Like after you just pet a cat that has worms.
Okay.
Which our cat did.
Your cat had worms. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you go back to school?
Well, this year I went to a school that for the whole year we did in person, so.
So you never attended. And how did you do it in person at Hawthorne Valley?
Well, when you came in, you would wash your hands.
Okay.
And,
Did you have to wear a mask in school?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you have to stay far apart from other kids?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about that. Was that hard?
Yeah. Except the school is good. It has a farm program, so, you know,
mm-hmm.
we get to work with animals and do the chores. And,
mm-hmm. What was your favorite animal to work with?
Probably horses.
Horses, really?
Yeah.
What can you tell me? What did you learn about horses, working with horses?
That, I learned how to use a hoof pick and to clean their feet. I learned how to ride them.
Really?
Yeah.
What's a hoof pick?
It's like a really, really tiny version of a sickle.
Okay.
Not a scythe, a sickle.
Okay.
And you use it to clean the bottom of a horse's shoe.
And what do you clean what gets on the bottom of a horse's shoe that needs cleaning?
Well, sometimes they're poop.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Plants, dirt. I also really liked the knitting program that they had also.
Oh, yeah. You learned how to knit?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
I actually knit a gnome.
A gnome?
Yeah. Like, I knit the legs, and then I knit the body and the arms and the hat and the face.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's quite an achievement.
Yeah. I also knit a scarf.
Mm.
A tiny cat.
A tiny cat?
Yeah.
Did that cat have arms?
Nope.
No.
And a butterfly / bookmark.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was really hard because me and my friends, we do a lot of things where we need to be close to each other.
Uh-huh.
So we had to find a way to do it when we were far apart.
Huh, that sounds challenging. Like, could you give me an example of one of those things?
Like, we have this really small barn next to our, like, outdoor classroom, and we take edible food, and we made like a restaurant, like with food we found in the forest.
No way! What'd you find?
Well, ramps, clovers, the edible like lemon clovers, wild onions, and a bunch of other stuff.
So you guys ran a restaurant,
yeah,
with food that you foraged.
Yeah, and since it's so small, there can really only be two people in there if you want to be 6 feet. So we had to limit that, and then well, the other people would go out looking, and then somebody would be outside making the stuff.
So what sort of dishes did you make? You actually cooked and everything?
No, like combined the stuff on like a flat rock and like added stuff.
So that must have been hard. What else did you guys do that was really very difficult to keep far apart?
Later on, we made like the last week of school. Sammy can tell you about it too, but we made like a fort.
Okay.
Yeah, and everybody was helping. Like basically, there were like three people in the class who weren't helping.
Uh-huh.
It was like the whole class. And we made a fort out of, like, basically
leaves, sticks,
and, like,
bark, hay,
and little wood chips. That's it. And like...
Wait, leaves, sticks, bark,
hay
and wood chips.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay. I'm trying to picture this in my mind.
The wood chips are for the floor.
Okay.
So, we would, like...
Make the stick structure.
Yeah, we would build up the sticks, and then we put the leaves on top like...
And sometimes if
isolate
we...
Isolate it.
And then sometimes if we could find some, we would put hay and bark, like, where the leaves were. And then we would put the wood chips under it for the floor. Do you think, here's a true or false. True or false.
Okay.
Do more of the people die with a hand on their heart than people without a hand on their heart?
Like...
Do I think
like they die
more
like
people,
this?
More people die like that?
Yeah, like this.
I don't know of anybody who has died like that. Why do you ask that question? That's an interesting question.
Because the heart is the most important muscle in your body.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay. No, I don't know. I think that's sort of a dramatic death.
Yeah.
You know, like in movies or theater, somebody heart attack, you know, that sort of thing. But people die in all sorts of different ways, and I don't know that
the best way to die would be to have a quick death, or my version would be a quick death, or to die while I was asleep.
To die while you're asleep.
Yeah.
Or quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually haven't given it a whole lot of thought myself.
I don't think people why are we much talking about how they want to die.
What's that?
I don't think people think a lot of how they want to die.
No,
like that.
No. And a lot of people don't even think about how they want to live either.
Is COVID in the dictionary?
COVID?
Yeah.
Is it in the dictionary?
Probably.
Like a scientific dictionary?
Yeah. Scientific.
Probably.
Sure.
And they, even if... It wasn't. They probably have it now.
I think Sandy's right. Yeah. It wasn't in the dictionary 2 years ago because it wasn't around. And now it is, right? Just like, certain words. Like table. Before tables were invented, nobody used that word, right? So we had to come up with it, right? Like, you guys built a fort. Some guy probably built a table out of sticks and leaves.
He probably made it out of bark.
And then he said, this is great. What do we do with it? He said, we could put our food on it. What do you want to call it? And he named it Table after his grandfather.
I don't know why he would name a person Table, but...
What? Why not?
Because it's an object.
Really?
Yeah. It's microphone is on right now, actually.
Well,
before they were invented, that might be, still kind of weird.
Uh-huh. Well, doesn't your mom call you honey sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's an object, isn't it? But how would you describe when your children say, Mom, what was it like when you were 8 years old?
Boring.
Well, because you can really go and see. It was kind of boring because we were, before we went to Hawthorne Valley, we had to do homeschool, and I hated that. That was boring. Yeah, I hated it.
So what have you learned, kind of about yourselves or about, other people or like... I think a lot of people learned a lot of things. A lot of grown-ups, too.
I learned that I really like architecture.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. How about you, Ava? What are some of the things you learned?
Well, honestly, I don't really know.
Yeah?
But I think it'll, like, occur to me.
I'm sure
like,
it will.
When I'm older.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's a wisdom. Wisdom child.
I'll think back and be like, oh. Yeah.
You'll notice one school's special is another school's essential. Next up, Cleo and Sky. Think back and tell me a little bit about your journey through the pandemic.
Well, it was kind of weird because through like the whole year we had to wear masks and we couldn't take really one break. And now when the last day of school and kind of like before a tiny bit, we used to have mask breaks outside and it's very different now.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember the day when they sent everybody home?
Yes, I remember that. I was actually really excited because I thought it was like a break. But when I realized it, it was for very long, and then I got really upset, and I missed all my teachers.
You missed your teachers?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was kind of disappointed when school closed because, well, actually at the time I was doing homeschool, but it closed the day I was supposed to go back.
Oh, no.
So.
And you were looking forward to it?
Yeah, definitely.
I remember that. Yeah.
Did you ever think you would miss school?
At the beginning, my sister got very upset.
You have a younger sister or older sister?
Older sister. She's in middle school.
Okay.
And she's going to seventh. But she was very upset. And I, at the beginning, I was just kind of chill about it because I thought it wouldn't last that long. But then when we got into like the middle of it, I got like confused and really upset like how my sister was because everything was changing and everything was getting really bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, the reason why I really wanted to go back during that time was probably because when I was doing homeschool, it was so too much parents.
Too much parents.
And I mean, at school there was so much fun events and like you saw your friends every day and the only friends that you'll see are your parents. So.
Oh, well, that's nice. You think of your parents as friends?
No, I don't.
So you must have been kind of crushed when you were just about to go back to school and school said, no, there's no school.
Well, I was really kind of upset, but I made it so my parents had to promise me that when school was officially back, that I would get to go.
Okay. So you would get to go what they had agreed to do anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah. It sounds like you could have probably pushed for a little more. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Tell me what it was like going back the first day after the pandemic.
Going back the first day, it was really, like, amazing because I got to see all my friends, I got to see my teachers, and they look really different from just, like, a computer. They looked very different, and I was really excited, but everything was different. We didn't use, like, the little cubbies that we used to have to hang up our backpack. We had our own bins, and it was confusing at first, but then I started getting it.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit more about that.
My specials, like PE and art and everything, they were, like, shorter, very shorter. They were, like, 15 to 20 minutes only, and they used to be half hour. And so that was, like, disappointing for me, like, very disappointing, because I only got to do them for, like, 15 to 20 minutes, and I didn't get to do a lot.
What are you looking forward to going back?
Well, one of the things I'm definitely looking forward to is before the whole school starts, you get a letter in the mail about who your teacher is, and it's always so suspenseful and exciting. So I'm really excited to do that. And mm-hmm. And if we're talking about like going back officially, I'm really excited for like the exciting social events, the exciting like. Because whenever there's, like, a holiday coming up, you'll do projects on that, or, you know.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is going to be the hardest thing to adjust to?
Well, I'm kind of used to it, but I don't really like them. Sometimes, like, in the beginning of the year, you'll go to the cafeteria and do, like, writing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I kind of find those kind of annoying, but I kind of got used to them.
Writing? What do you mean writing?
You'd like to, they'd ask you questions and you have to write a summary.
Yeah, it was in the cafeteria and Mr. Boyd, our principal, would go there and he would say,
oh no. Oh no. Oh no. No.
How you have changed.
Oh, well, I have changed?
Yeah, how you have changed over the last year and a half that maybe was due to the pandemic or...
I've started reading a lot lately. Like, I've gotten into a lot of good books. And I've also played outside a lot. But I also, through the pandemic, my parents got me and my sister an iPad. Because of the pandemic and we had to stay quarantined, they let us go on our iPad a little bit more as we used to. Because we could not, like, this was when COVID was really bad and we couldn't go out of the house. And that's when they got it for us. And I think I've changed for probably just going outside more and reading more and getting into harder books and stuff like that.
I think I've changed, like, to be more, I'm more, like, more excited when friends come over. I'm more, like, don't want to waste 1 minute to not waste a second.
What does that new attitude indicate in terms of how you have changed?
Don't waste a second, because it could be gone in a minute.
Next up, we have Philip and Henry.
Last time I spoke with you, you guys were doing school remotely, right? And I think Henry had said it was the worst of everything that is in school, right? And you have since returned to school, haven't you?
Yep.
Do you remember the first day you guys went back to school, and how how that transition was? You want to talk a little bit about that?
You mean like in person school?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like kind of weird because there were all these lines where you had to stay on, and everyone was wearing a mask, and it was pretty weird. But like, I kind of got used to going to the in-person school after like a week.
After a week, everybody got used to it.
Yeah, everything kind of felt more normal.
And now it's summer break, so we're out of school and we're going to be a lot more free. And we're going to have a lot more play dates and have a lot more fun with our friends.
Did your attitude or feelings about school change once you got back to school after being taught remotely?
Definitely.
Yeah, how so?
Like, in person's just a lot more fun because you actually get to see your classmates. You do also get homework. That's the one downside about it.
What grade are you in?
Second. Henry's in fifth right now, and he's going to move up to middle school.
So how do you feel about that move?
I feel like it's going to be fun. The middle school is, like, lets you have a lot more freedom. You don't really have to walk in a straight line all the time.
Did you have to walk in a straight line before COVID?
Yeah. Basically, like, it's all just, like, you can kind of, like, walk where you want if you get a hallway pass from your teacher. There's, like, things. So if you're done with all your work, you can go and... Like, there's a gym in the school, and sometimes you're even allowed to play outside. So, it's going to be pretty fun. And there's a class called Tech Ed, which means tech education. And in that, you get to do all kinds of things, like make rockets and then launch them, which sounds
really?
Pretty fun.
Yeah. That sounds fantastic.
From... me begging a ton. We're actually gonna get a dog once we get back from Canada, which is gonna be really exciting because I really like animals and things like that. So I'm really excited about that.
So do you think you would have gotten a dog, or you would be getting a dog if it weren't for COVID?
We probably wouldn't have gotten a dog because my friend got his dog from COVID. I've always liked dogs, but his his is very nice because you can hug her. Like, hug her, like, that way, which most dogs don't allow you to do. And she's perfectly fine with that.
What do you think, Henry? Do you think you guys would be getting a dog if it weren't for COVID? Or do you think it has nothing to do with you getting a dog?
I think it's not as much COVID as Philip begging. Basically, like, there's a point where it's so annoying that, like,
you have
it's so annoying and unstoppable that it just... that you just have to get a dog.
And also, Henry, I don't think it's only that. I think it was also because Mom and Dad actually kind of liked the idea of getting a dog.
So I'm the only one who doesn't want to get a dog.
You don't want to get a dog?
No. I'm not that responsible.
Well.
Philip doesn't understand what it that you have to do things like
actually, take care of a dog. Actually, I did. I actually gave Pan every single one of her treats every night and walked her by myself, and you did absolutely none of that. Stayed in your little hut in your room and played video games. That's what you did.
Wow. That's pretty heavy. That's pretty heavy. Well, I give Henry credit for recognizing his limited understanding of what it takes to take care of a dog. Philip, you may be overestimating your ability and underestimating the care that requires it, but I tell you what, you guys will figure it out because you're clever, and if you want something, you go for it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do you think begging is sort of an effective strategy for...
Completely.
Yeah?
Right? I gave them a couple good reasons that we should get a dog. And
so you made, you made an argument. Okay, what were the reasons?
That I would take care of it. I would take it on walks, which would also be taking care of it. I would play with the dog, because doing that is pretty fun. And I would also give the dog love.
Next up, Wilder and Phineas, who should take their show on the road at some point. This last year and a half has been completely bizarre, right? Totally, totally bizarre.
I'd say it only gave us three good things.
Tell me, what are the three good things that you came out of this list?
First good thing is it's
on. Oh, yeah. That's probably the best
Our
thing.
Our wonder dog, Ringo. I pretty much figured out that if it hadn't been COVID, we wouldn't have gotten Ringo because we needed someone to be with.
Okay, 2020, I think we all know, is probably going to be... has probably been the worst year I've ever experienced. Maybe humanity has ever existed.
No, it's not the worst.
Okay. I don't know.
It's
going
to be in the history books.
Yeah, it will.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. So there was two things. You said, three things. You said, you're getting your dog, right?
Yep.
That was good. You know how many...
Spending more time with family.
Is that...
That's one. Oh, no, that's... So let's add four, then. That's a great thing.
That was a good thing, but something like something good that came out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of video games.
Pandemic has
mainly brought more. It made us realize more things like about life, like we got like how important it is to spend time with your family. And also, how beautiful it is to see your new life come into the world. And when,
like Ringo,
we didn't actually see it, but like,
when did we see it?
Well, new life, like the good thing about the pandemic is that, you know how it killed a lot of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that also has a chance for new life to come into the world. Which is, like, a beautiful thing. Like, that's the one upside about the pandemic, is that it brings new life into the world. Like all other years. COVID is the enemy.
Mm.
It's the enemy, but it's also people may thank it in the future for giving them life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If COVID hadn't gone, we wouldn't be homeschooled,
mm-hmm.
and we would probably be spending much more time with our friends or working at school for, like, 6 hours of the day, and then we would have to go home, do our homework, and then maybe have, like, a 15-minute dinner with our family, then head upstairs and maybe watch a show, and then that would be the whole school day. We would barely be able to see our family.
Yeah, that
but
sounds great
to me. But thanks to COVID, we're able to spend, like, literally, technically, the whole day with our family.
Uh-huh. Like, for some people, that would be a nightmare.
Yes, but depends on your family.
I suppose. So you guys lucked out.
Well, yeah, we lucked out on our family, I guess.
I will admit.
Our dad is kind of crazy.
He's kind of crazy, yes. But it sometimes, this past year, it sometimes has been a nightmare. But sometimes it's been a dream.
Yeah. So, like, and, like, the one thing about COVID
when Dad's involved,
is that, yeah, the one thing.
Well,
it's always interesting.
It's always
it's
kind
interesting.
Of.
Mm-hmm.
So, the great thing about COVID
mm-hmm.
is that, well, you know how COVID, like, everything's much less entertaining, right?
I don't know. Like, well, what do you mean less entertaining?
Like, there's less things to do, you know? The things that like, maybe go to the gym. Mm. Like, to Bard or mm. to, like, a gym near your place.
Mm-hmm.
To whoever, whatever. That gym probably would have closed mm-hmm. during COVID.
Yeah, restaurants closed.
So you're always looking for, like, more things to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
okay.
Like, not just a daily, maybe a jog in the morning or a jog at dusk. Or, like, you know, the things that you maybe do, like, almost every day. You want something new, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing that I really thank COVID for. More and more people want dogs because they really entertain you. And thanks to COVID, we wanted a dog and we got one. And we lucked out because it was the best dog we could have ever hoped for.
Mm-hmm.
And like every morning, I wake up and I think, oh, COVID must be a dream, right?
Mm.
Because, like, a real big, long dream. Even though it feels like I'm actually awake.
Mm. But, Phineas, did you want to add something?
I want to add that, well, COVID sucks.
Look around for maybe 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay.
Look around for maybe 5 to 10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay.
There is almost a 100% chance you will see someone being kind to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if someone out there is trying to prevent badness from having goodness in it, in my theory, literally impossible to do that.
Mm.
Because you can't change what someone else is feeling unless you have, like, you're as smart as Einstein and you know, like, you know how what the exact words will do to people. Like, but people literally they're their own people. You can't change that fact without a miracle, right? So you have to, like, so, go ahead, say something mean to me, alright?
I like your shoes.
Now, I would be like, that hurts my feelings, right?
Okay.
It would be like a punch to
mm-hmm.
the chest.
Mm-hmm.
And, then, like, I would think, oh, maybe I'm wrong.
Mm.
But that's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe that, like, let's say, the world hates you,
mm-hmm.
then probably that's what it is. Because you believe that's what it is.
Mm.
But, if you think, oh, Kevin hates me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's Kevin's choice. If Kevin hates you, that's in Kevin's heart.
Mm.
But if you believe this, oh, yes, yes, the world is excellent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the world believes I can do things, or mm-hmm. God believes I can do things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then that's what you believe. That's what's probably true. Even because COVID
mm-hmm.
is taking so many lives away, and maybe it's taking a little, draining your confidence.
Right.
All you have to do is believe, and every last bit will come right back to you.
Okay.
Except for the part, feel a punch in the chest.
Right.
That would hurt, and a little bit of that confidence would go away.
Mm.
That wouldn't go away until that pain is gone.
Mm. And then you get used to the pain.
Then then either, like, your wound seals up,
so,
or you get used to it.
I think you have a great future as a philosopher or a theologian.
Or what's maybe a theologian?
It's somebody who studies religion and God.
Whatever, if you care about God or not, okay?
Right. But the many different ways that people understand God or gods or divinity and holiness
or
and things
Greek
like that.
Gods, it can be Greek gods, it can be anything.
Any sort of, yeah.
Gods, you can,
any
type of
yeah.
God, even if you don't believe in gods. It's still true.
True.
Like but, I'm not saying that it has to be that one sentence specifically. It just could be anything that you just have to feel competent.
Mm. Many years in the future, right? You're an old man of 30, right? 32. And you, maybe even 40.
How right? old is Kevin here?
That's younger than me. And you have a little boy, maybe 8 years old, 9 years old. And
that's
he old. hears about the great pandemic of 2020, 2021. And he's like, my daddy lived through that pandemic? He never talks about it. And they're going to come home from school and say, Daddy, I got to do a report on the pandemic. And you lived through it. You're so old. How?
Oh, that sounds familiar.
How?
Tell me
the story of the pandemic, Dad.
I would say.
I'm your kid. Come on, tell me.
Well, so on.
Okay.
Well, son, it was a time where everybody had to wear masks and stay 6 feet apart. We had to go through quarantine.
What's quarantine?
It means that you'd have to just stay completely locked in where you're all. Where you're all like you have to be locked in your house.
Mm.
I mean, you're able to go out, but
and this was before everybody had computer chips implanted in their brains.
Well, yeah, you couldn't just think and have everybody know something. You'd have to just walk to the other person's house.
What? What's walk?
You know, when we had actual legs, and we would go trot, 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 actually moving.
That sounds terrible.
Without any.
How did anybody survive the pandemic? Walking without a computer chip implanted in their heads. What did you do?
Well, we had cars, but they didn't fly. They would just simply move.
What would you tell your child?
Okay, so my son, even though I'm
okay.
probably not going to have a son,
okay.
Comes over
okay.
and asks me this question.
Yes.
I would say,
mm-hmm.
well, pandemic was a time where people had to stay in their houses for a couple years.
Goodness.
Well, not really. They could get out of their house. And they could go to the store and things. But you couldn't actually hug someone that isn't that you're not in something called a pod with.
Ooh. What's a pod?
A pod is something called when you hang out with someone so frequently that they're technically you don't have to stay 6 feet apart from them. But the reason why you had to stay 6 feet apart was because that virus was going around,
mm-hmm.
and people could catch that virus if you're too close, you know, and you already knew that. But, and so we had to wear masks. But pot with the pot, she's so frequently, they're technically family.
Ah.
And so
during the pandemic, everybody's family got bigger?
Yes and no. It's not literally their family, but it's the kind of people you see so frequently, you technically are used to seeing them and you don't have to wear your mask. Mm.
If this pandemic, if you could think of it as a breakfast food. What kind of breakfast food would the pandemic be?
Oh, the pandemic. I think it would be more like
squelchy. Oh no!
Like in a video game. There's something called dubious food.
Dubious food.
Yeah, it like the animation to eating it is like.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, when he gulps, he doesn't really like it. And I'm picturing if the pandemic was a food, it would be something like dubious food.
Dubious
when you cook
food.
Like something like guts, or popping some wood, and it would make rock hard food.
Okay.
I'm picturing it like dubious food.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where it still heals you, even though it's like a mess of.
Interesting. So the dubious food, but it still heals you.
It heals you, but it's like the grossest thing in the entire game.
Hmm.
It heals you, but it also, in a way, in my opinion, it also weakens you.
Hmm. How about you, Phineas? What do you think?
I agree.
If it was
video
game it doesn't, but in the like I think in real life it would be dubious food, but it actually hurts you.
Hurts you as well as heal you.
So it doesn't do anything. Bad things always had a bit of good thing. Like that little good healing of it is the good thing. But the pain of it is the bad thing.
Lastly, Jack and Isabel.
This has been a pretty strange year.
Uh-huh.
Year and a half, right? Could you tell me the story of the pandemic from your point of view?
My point of view was that it was just one large vacation where you couldn't go outside. So, basically, I was stuck in my house
mm-hmm.
with my mom and family for a year, like basically a year.
Mm-hmm.
More than a year. Yeah. I had a very bad sleep schedule because of it. And I guess I go around to bed at like 1 a.m. and stuff like that. I did watch a lot of TV. It was like a very, very long vacation to me. And I did not like school. You watched a lot of anime. Yeah, I watched a lot of anime.
Oh, so you don't like school to begin with?
Mm. Does anyone really like school? Like, they choose school over vacation? I mean, it's a bit strange. Yeah,
Mm-hmm. Do you remember when you first heard about, when all of a sudden you couldn't go to school or you had to stay home? Do you remember? Remember what that was like?
Yes, I remember my mom telling me it was only going to be for like 2 weeks, and then I was very shocked like, just like, oh, here's a pandemic, so you have to stay inside. If you want to go in your own backyard, you have to wear a mask. It was so weird. Mm-hmm. Like, I haven't been outside in, like, a really long time.
You haven't been outside?
Yeah, like, actual outside.
Huh. Yeah.
Like, in the street.
Yeah.
Like, with, like, where another person is, like, right across the street from you.
Yeah.
And you can actually see other people.
The only person, like, I ever, like, actually saw out of my house was my grandparents. Because they, like, they live right around the block.
And Joey, right? Really?
I wasn't allowed to see my friends.
Wow, that's crazy.
I didn't do, like, FaceTime much because I didn't have my friends' number.
Mm-hmm.
It was all like you just sit on the couch and watch TV.
That sounds awful.
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't that bad.
No, like just to be able
she
to
had anime to comfort her.
But one outcome that I think is really nice about like two outcomes that came from COVID was that I got better at like drawing because I like to draw, and I got to know my family.
Oh, okay. What'd you learn about your family that you didn't know before?
Well, I know that my mom likes to keep it clean and organized, and that she really liked her office.
Oh, yeah.
Not working from home. And I now know my brother's obsessed with animals, not just unicorns.
Mm.
Yeah.
Younger brother, older brother?
Younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
4 years old. So.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And when did school reopen? You're in Cambridge,
yes,
is that right?
Yes.
So, and when did schools reopen, and when did you decide actually to continue going to school remotely?
Well, I don't know the exact date of when we were allowed to go back to school, but I know it was like 4 months before the end of school. And my mom asked me if I wanted to stay virtual or in person.
Mm-hmm.
I said virtual because I would always bring a big backpack with all of my things that I use for school. And there would be stairs. I'm like, no stairs. So I stayed virtual because I didn't have to pack a backpack. I could choose the lunch I wanted. So, like, no soggy sandwich. And I could just go straight to my iPad when it came to breaks and tea.
And how about you, Jack? So the last time I spoke with you, you seemed rather down. It was hard. It was hard. A lot of people were isolated, and you felt isolated. So when school reopened, did you go back?
Well, basically what happened was I really didn't really, like, I feel like doing, like, after about, I think it was in October, it was, like, at the end of October, or, no, more like mid-November, where the school started saying, hey, so you can do 2 days a week where you can go in person for 2 days a week, and I really didn't want to, like, kind of abandon all my classmates, and I didn't want to, because if you went in person, you would have stayed with your teachers, but if you kept online, then you would have completely different teachers and completely different class and everything like that, because you'd have your own special remote class, because there was only, like, 20 kids in our grade that were doing remote. So I just didn't really want to do that. So then I was, my mom gave me the choice, and I was just like, yeah, I guess I'll go in person. And then in this last marking period, which has been since the end of April, they said you can go in full-time, except Mondays, which are always remote. That's what they call them, remote Mondays, because they needed to clean the school and stuff. And I was really, like, happy to go back in school, yet I was also really scared because there were so many more people and so many people who always had their mask under their nose or, like, were just, like, took their masks off randomly at random times and let the teacher tell them. And there was this one, there were, like, three kids in my class that I'd always be like, can you please put your mask over your nose? And then they'd be like, no, I don't have to do anything because I'm immune to coronavirus because my family's all immune to coronavirus. And it was like, what? Like, that's impossible. And it was just so annoying.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really hard. But it was really nice kind of seeing my friends and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
So did you have a different...
perspective on school now?
Yes, definitely. Like, at first, I thought that school, like, when I was in remote, I was like, oh my gosh, school is going to be so, like, it's so easy. Remote is so hard. But now I'm back in school and I realize it's not the best. Just because it's not about school as much as it's just a lot of kids at my school are very much not the very nicest, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And people are just really, there's so many people that are just jerks and it's not nice. And online, I think that was my favorite thing about online, that I didn't really have to see other annoying people. Mm. And I could just, and the people in my class, it was very small, like, the people that I actually did see. And those people, I feel like I kind of, like, bonded with them more. Mm-hmm. So I have a feeling next year we're going to be, like, good friends and stuff.
Oh, cool. And you were sort of nodding your head when Jack was saying that. Do you want to add something to that?
Yeah, there were a lot of interesting people at school that I just couldn't handle. Like, they were just so annoying. And, like, I was just, like, another reason why I stayed virtual,
mm-hmm.
because of them. So.
And you have a choice to not see people that you don't want to see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you could avoid the unpleasantness of dealing with people you didn't want to deal with. Yeah.
Avoid contact.
Mm-hmm. But you're going to be going back next year, right?
Sadly.
So how do you think you're going to handle it differently?
I think I'll handle it just fine because I have this routine for school and COVID kind of messed it up, but then I got back in the groove and stuff, so I don't think it'll affect me very much, but it just means that I'll have, like, actual recess and I'll have, like, my friends to talk to whenever I want, and I actually, like, see people and I'll have to, like, mm-hmm. FaceTime them. Just to call them and, like, talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time I've seen Isabel in 2 years, I think. I mean, in a year, and it's been two years since she came here,
mm-hmm.
which is really fun. But, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm. So, next pandemic.
I don't want to think about that.
What would you do the same? What would you do differently?
I would go to bed earlier so it's not so hard to wake up early.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
I think I would probably, like, try to get a schedule. Like, for example, at the end of this, like, at the beginning of the marking period, which is the time where everyone's already going back into school, I asked my mom if she could get me a whiteboard, like, a big whiteboard, and she did. So I could basically now have a big schedule on it and, like, things to do during the day and stuff like that, and I have, like, a time schedule. Like, for example, after school, I get home, have a half an hour to just relax and do stuff, then another hour to do homework, and then another 2 hours to not be on screens and to have to do something that's actually, like, skateboarding or going outside or riding my bike or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom gets home, usually, and then eat dinner, watch a movie or watch TV, and then I usually go to bed. And that's my schedule now, but during COVID, it's just been, like, after online school, I'd just be online, like, more online, just with, talking, usually FaceTiming a friend, and sometimes just not even FaceTime my friend, and just being online by myself, and it was kind of lonely, for, like, until, like, my mom got me off of it, but, like, then I'd just go to sleep, and it wasn't really fun, but I feel like now I've kind of on the schedule, and I'm really happy about that,
mm-hmm.
and excited.
Do you appreciate certain things more now that you've had this experience? What are some things that you appreciate more?
I appreciate how hard my mom works.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because she works a lot.
Mm.
Like, to the point that if I'm not, like, she would just get mad, like, how much she works. She also gets tired all the time because she's working. Mm-hmm. So I just appreciate the fact that she puts in effort to put dinner on the table.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm also trying to deal with schoolwork
mm-hmm.
that I don't always understand.
Mm.
And, me?
Yeah.
Well, I sort of, like, appreciate my mom a lot more. Like, I see how much she does around the house since I'm home all the time. And I see how, because my mom doesn't really have anyone since, like, it's just me and my mom. So she does everything, and I just appreciate her so much. And I also appreciate how, like, good my friends are, like Isabel. And I'm really happy that I stayed in contact with her. And it's nice.
So look, if let's say many years from now, and if you guys decide to have a family, children of your own, and they are studying the pandemic of 2020-2021 in school, and your kid comes home from class and says, "Did you really live through the pandemic of 2021? What was that like? What would you tell your kid?"
I would tell them there's a lot of downsides and, like, good sides about COVID. That you get to know your family more in COVID, but, like, also you get kind of sick of them. So, like, it's kind of like that. And the downside is, you might often forget how to talk to people because you isolate yourself from the world.
Did you really forget how to talk to people?
Yeah, I forgot how to talk to my friends. And so it's like, now when I see them, like, hi, and it's like kind of weird, and like we don't know what to talk about. Because, like, school is where we kind of got to figure out stuff together.
So. Mm-hmm. And how long did it take you to learn how to talk to people again?
I still don't know really how to talk to people. I just bring the subject that I like and see if they relate.
Mm-hmm. And how did you talk to people before you forgot how to talk to people?
I would just casually say, "Hi, let's go to the park or something like that at school or something, mm-hmm. schedule or something." Yes.
And you can't do that now.
No, it's kind of weird to do that now.
Why?
Because I don't know what.
Pictures of the farm before us, old men in a gospel chorus, sepia and saddle horses, easy on the rain. 81 a motor in your mama's 17 again, she's splinting that dusty wind, the anger of the plain. All the years I took from her just by being